Time right now for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. And Simon loses his tummy. Good morning, Dr. Werpin.
Good morning to both of you. And I shouldn't really complain about the weather down here when I hear it's 31.
No, you shouldn't.
Where you are, or whatever it is.
Is it clearly not
51.
Is it still very humid?
It's very humid, and people are bewildered because a month ago, it was in the mid-80s, and one assumed, that's for September, that by October, almost the end of October, it would be down in the low 80s and really the 70s, and the opposite has happened. It's just blazingly hot, and it sort of continued, and everyone is sort of scratching their heads when they're trying to get the sweat off and saying, you know, what's happening to the weather? It's really not at all typical. One does is sort of try to wear a hat and keep out of, and, you know, get under the shade during the day, because otherwise it's just almost unbearable. And for people living down here all year, it's like the fifth month of extremely hot weather. So there's sort of a crankiness that's similar to the crankiness in New England when it's beginning of April and the snow is still there.
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah. But that being said, you don't need enough protein.
What I sent to you today was actually a piece I wrote for myself, because I'm aware of the fact that the problem I was talking about is something that I absolutely experience and really have not found a satisfactory way of dealing with, and that is getting enough protein. And you know, one would think that given the enormous number of foods that are high in protein, both animal products and dairy products, eggs, and certainly many plant products, that getting enough protein during the day would not be difficult for anybody, unless you really had such digestive problems or eating problems that you couldn't eat. And even there, you could always get some kind of a high-protein supplemental drink that you could take to give you the protein you need. But I was talking with a friend of mine. We were actually having lunch, and we both ordered salads. And the server came over and said, would you like some protein on that? And she sort of listed grilled chicken or salmon or even tofu. And we both looked at each other and sort of shook our heads and, no, we'll just have the salad. And I realized that it's so easy to go from meal to meal, assuming, well, okay, the next meal you're going to get enough protein, and you don't. I mean, for breakfast you could have like an English muffin and coffee, or a bagel and coffee. For lunch you have a salad, and for dinner let's say you go out to an Italian restaurant, and you have pasta. Where's the protein in that day's meal content? And if you travel a lot, let's say you're on a plane for a couple of meals, or you have you skip meals. I had a client several years ago who used to visit. She was a supervisor. Used to visit various schools around her region. So she was in the car all the time. And when I asked what she had for lunch, was a peanut butter sandwich, maybe with jelly or maybe not, that she could eat. Unwrap, while she was holding onto the steering wheel, because if she said other foods got sticky and got over the steering wheel. And she just assumed that peanut butter was a high source of protein. It's not. It's a high source of fat. And I think that it's not that we need to eat that much protein. It's supposed to be 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight and 1 pound of 2.2 kilograms equals 1 pound of weight. So you can figure out that for an average-sized woman, you need to eat about between 40 and 50 grams of protein. For a guy, maybe 60 to 80 grams of protein. And that shouldn't be a problem.
If some of us who shall remain nameless, can't necessarily translate a gram of protein to a handful of chicken.
So 3 ounces of chicken, which is really a tiny amount when you consider how much tends to be served in a restaurant, is about 22, 23 grams of protein. If you look at the food label of a single serving of yogurt and you pick the yogurt carefully, you'll be getting between 12 and 15 grams of protein. An egg has depending if it's large or jumbo, between 6 and 7 grams of protein. You have 2 eggs in the morning, that's 12 grams, 14 grams. If you have a container of yogurt in the morning, that could be 12 to 15 grams. If we'd added 3 ounces of chicken on our salad, that would be another 22 grams. And of course, there are certainly protein in plant foods, seeds, beans, you know, like chickpeas or red beans, soy products, and all the imitation, you know, animal products like all these new plant-based burgers have protein. But the problem with plant protein, not the kind that imitates real meat, for example, is that unlike animal protein, every plant protein is lacking enough of a particular amino acid, not the same one, it depends on what plant protein you're talking about, that we need in our bodies because we can't make that amino acid. And we need all non-amino acids that our bodies can't make in order to make new protein for ourselves. And so in the old days, really old days, people who went on vegetarian diets were told to combine proteins. So if you had one particular protein that missed amino acid X, and you could eat another plant protein along with it that had that amino acid, but that missed amino acid Y, that the first source had. But now people think, oh, don't bother as long as you eat it during the day. But again, you have to pay attention to what you're eating and not just be casual about it. And I was thinking to myself, well, what would happen, you know, what should I do if I go a whole day, 2 days, without eating enough protein? And it's not that hard to do. So I could, again, if I did eat, go to an easy source like yogurt, you know, get protein powder. You can go to a health food store, and there are gazillions of products with concentrated protein powder that comes from everything. You know, any source on the planet that has protein. And they even have protein that is for women, although there's no reason for it because protein does not discriminate between men and women. So I could add a tablespoon of protein powder, a scoop, and I get 25 grams of protein right there. Or I could take one of those drinks that you find in drugstore, supermarket, that contain 12 to 14 grams of protein, sort of like taking a yogurt and a vitamin pill. So that's another source.
Isn't it better to just, so it's not possible to eat the protein itself? You've got to eat the sort of, that's really the best way to handle it, is have a...
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's absolutely not the best way. The best way would be if you could find the real foods. But let's just say that you're on a plane and you're a vegetarian.
Okay. And you can't.
And you haven't, you're on a long trip, and you haven't ordered a vegetarian menu. Or you order a vegetarian menu and what you get is some pasta and a vegetable. Where's the protein in that? You know, you can be, I've gone to dinners and I've ordered a vegetarian entree and I've gotten an artichoke. I mean, where's the protein in that? So if you have no other real natural source of protein, then you have to think about alternatives.
Right.
And you can't just sort of assume, well, tomorrow I'll get enough protein, because tomorrow you may not. Also, again, it shouldn't be an issue. It should be an issue maybe for very old people who are eating alone and they don't want to bother cooking for themselves, and so they have, you know, just toast, or they have, you know, a muffin, or they have cereal with a little bit of milk. But for the rest of us, a little bit of attention to what we're eating means we should be really getting enough. But if we don't, these are alternatives that we can tuck into a briefcase or a pocketbook or a knapsack. Say, okay, at least I have a protein bar. I can get 20 grams of protein that way, rather than just relying on some lettuce leaves to give me enough protein. It's something we should be aware of. You eat very well, Jill. I don't think it's going to be a problem for you.
Well, no, but I happen to pound protein. That's what I like. So that's, I'm not saying I eat very well. That just happens. I like lettuce and I like protein. So
that's good. But I said for many, many people, if they just look at what they're eating during the day, and most of us don't bother, it's really not enough. And I said we have to look at food labels, because, for example, oat milk, which people are using, or almond milk, has 3 grams of protein per glass if one drank a whole glass of it, whereas regular milk is 8 grams. Okay, that's not that much of a difference. But if you sort of think, if you used to rely on milk for your protein, some of it, you're getting much less.
Right.
So I think it's all these small changes that may be making some of us somewhat chronically a little bit protein deficient, and that's not really good. So something to be aware of.
Absolutely. All right. So stay cool, as they say.
Thank you very much, and you stay warm.
All right. And thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy every Thursday right here on Robin Hood Radio, broadcast on the weekends and at our on-demand site, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman.